Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A golden footprint is stamped into red lava. Footprint features. MXN Entertainment. Wonderland. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. A bridge spans a waterway at the foot of a sprawling city, and a riverboat cruises on the water below. In an upscale residential neighborhood, mature trees surround a white colonial home. A crowd is gathered inside. November 1st, 2017.
Hi. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted really quickly to say thank you so much for coming and for sharing such a perfect evening with us. It's been so perfect that I think the only day that could possibly rival it is the one that resulted in all of us being here in the first place. And that night was exactly 3 years ago today. And it was on that night that I knew I had met someone really, really special. It was the night when we first met.
Title, When We First Met. October 31st, 2014. Costumed guests arrive to a house decorated for a Halloween party. Revelers gather around an outdoor pool in the sprawling backyard, and several people crowd a makeshift bar. A man dressed as Garth weaves through a throng of dancers.
Oh, Black Elvis.
Yeah, it's a good song.
He passes two girls dancing together.
Going to Coachella?
Excuse me.
Coming through.
A man dressed as the Hulk waves his green fist in the air and bumps into a young woman.
Smash! Are you okay?
Oh my God. I think so.
You are A League of Their Own, right?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Okay. What character am I?
I'm getting like a Tom Hanks vibe from you. No?
No. I'm Dottie Hinson. I'm Gina Davis's character.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Are you my lesbian cousin Shannon?
Yes, I was gonna ask if you wanted to join my softball team.
I have a second guess.
Who?
Are you Garth?
Excellent. You know, the key to doing a good Garth impression is to make your mouth into a tiny little butthole.
That was good.
Noah.
I'm Avery. It's nice to meet you.
They sip their drinks. Later.
So, what is your favorite drink?
Grapefruit juice with vodka and three maraschino cherries.
Okay. Where are you from?
All over the place. Kind of an army brat. Mm. I don't really like that term, but that's what they call it.
Well, I was a regular brat, and I still don't like that term.
They decorate pumpkins by the pool.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, so it's a work in progress. Okay. It's not totally done.
All right.
Ta-da!
She shows hers.
Oh, it's good.
You hate it.
It looks drunk, admittedly. You're quite the artist.
Thank you. Do you see what's going on over there? Between sexy, grumpy cat and the hipster Where's Waldo. Look, oh, they're gonna fall in.
They fall in the pool.
Oh! Watch, everyone's gonna jump in.
Let's party! Woo!
Woo!
A single man raises his glass.
Maybe not.
Wow, now they're making out in the pool. It's kind of tacky. Wait, I think I know that guy. His name is Patrick with no K.
That's a bad name.
We went on one date. He literally spent the entire time teaching me about sea turtles.
Well, at least you know someone here.
I just came with my roommate, Carrie. And there she is, making out with Jello Shot Doctor. Hey, do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you like jazz?
Do I like breathing?
Sometime later, a neon sign marks Danny's. Inside, Noah and Avery get a drink from the bar.
God, this place is so awesome. How'd you find out about it?
Well, I kind of know a guy that works here.
He spins around.
Ooh.
It's me. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Do you get
that? I got that.
You did.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Actually, I am the piano man. He's got magic hands.
Oh, my God.
So is there anything you'd like to hear?
Do you know any Count Basie?
Whoa, you are a jazz fan.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love Count Basie. I'm more of an Oscar Peterson fan.
Okay.
His friends call him OP for short. You know him?
No.
Oh, he's dead, so you can't know him.
Well, I appreciate a guy who knows his music history.
In that case, sit back and relax and enjoy this Count Basie classic.
Okay.
Noah squints.
Well,
You know you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. Throw my hands up and shout.
This is not Count Basie.
Now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, yeah. Say you will. Say it right now, baby.
He points at Avery.
Come on, oh, come on.
Say you will.
Say it right now. Woo. Solo, didn't you?
Oh my God!
What's up?
New mission.
Okay, hey,
come
do
on.
Not forget
this
to
is
tip
gonna be
your
great.
Piano man.
This is gonna be great.
She drives him into a photo booth.
These things are so much fun. Ready?
Yep.
A light bulb flashes.
No boring high school yearbook poses.
What do you mean?
The whole point is to do something different in every photo.
I'm smiling. I know this might come as a shock to you, but I've never actually taken a photo booth photo.
What?
Yep. I'm a virgin, so. Be gentle with me, please.
Virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not anymore. Come on, this is the best part.
So we just stand out here and wait?
Shh. Listen.
Avery presses her ear to the side of the booth.
There's real film developing in there. It's the sound of history.
Noah leans on the booth and they lock eyes and gaze at each other. The strip of photos drops into a slot and Avery retrieves them.
How are we looking?
Well, your technique could definitely use some work. But you're cute.
Hmm?
Come on, let's do it again.
Yep, okay.
Later, they enter Avery's house.
So, this is it.
Wow.
Yep.
Your place is incredible, honestly.
Thanks.
Really? You've got one.
Yeah. Why, do you play?
A foosball table.
Oh, do I play?
Oh, you are so dead. I am a master.
Really, you're a master?
I am.
Okay.
Ready?
They play.
No, don't spin it!
No, is that a rule? I've never heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is a rule. Don't
that
spin.
That
don't.
Just, oh!
Noah scores.
Ah!
Avery scores.
One step closer.
Noah feigns a scream. They resume play.
Oh! That's what you get for cheating. I win. Woo! Crowd goes wild.
I haven't had cookie crisp in like 10 years.
Oh, best late night food ever.
What's your best?
Mm-hmm.
So then I got the job at the piano bar and the first night playing was just amazing. So I dropped out of business school the next day.
You know what they say, if you do what you love, then you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah, super, super poor people say that. Can I get you another?
Yeah.
Refresher? Oh, she's gulping it down.
A little bit more. Thank
right.
you.
He takes her wine glass.
Who's this? Is this your grandma?
Oh, no, that's actually Dorothy. She lives at the retirement home I did a fundraiser for. I organize benefits for charities, so like kids, the elderly, animals, you name it, and I do it.
Who are you?
Avery beams, and Noah looks into her eyes. They move their heads towards each other. At the engagement party.
And that was it. That was the moment I knew that it was love.
To Ethan and Avery.
Cheers.
Noah watches as Ethan steps to Avery and kisses her on the lips. He takes a glass of champagne from a waiter and downs it, then reaches for another.
I'm gonna need two.
He chugs a full glass.
Oh, a little boost.
Noah picks up a tequila bottle from a coffee table and pops the lid. He takes a swig, then another. Some guests mill around him, and others line up to congratulate Avery and Ethan. Noah hurries out, and Avery eyes him. She hands her champagne to Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be right back.
At the bathroom.
Hey, Noah!
He vomits.
Noah?
Hey!
Hey, you okay in there?
I feel good.
My Aunt Cindy said you puked on her a little bit as you walked by.
She puked on me first.
Okay, I'm coming in, okay?
No,
I wish you wouldn't.
Noah crouches over the toilet.
Hey! How are you?
You dying in here?
I'm so good.
You hit the open bar a little too hard.
You think this is about drinking?
This was about food.
poisoning taquitos.
He grimaces.
Or the seven-layer dip. So why so many layers? You don't need seven.
Ethan?
Noah, how you feeling, buddy?
Oh, so good. I'm so glad he's here now.
Got you vitamin water, some saltines. I got some Pepto-Chewables in the glove box. Okay, so let's get this stuff in your system.
Yeah, thank you. You are a peach. Oh, look at these crackers. I'm better already.
Awesome. You let me know if you need anything else.
Okay.
Baby.
Yes.
By the way, that speech.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Everybody in the room was so moved.
I was so nervous.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Ethan and Avery kiss as Noah stuffs crackers in his mouth.
Also, my parents want to team up for that Skype call whenever we have a chance. So, okay. Just meet me the laptop.
Yes, I'll be right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feel better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head up.
Okay. You want to go maybe walk around a little bit? Just really slowly. Careful.
I'm fine.
Okay.
These aren't good.
Okay.
Candid.
A photographer snaps photos of the guests.
Candid.
Avery approaches with Noah.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, hon.
Noah, I haven't seen you in forever.
Hey, Carrie.
So I've got a shoot tomorrow morning, so I was kind of wondering, is it cool if I can leave a little early?
Oh, maybe you can actually take Noah home. He's a little... I'm
fine.
Candid. You don't look fine. You look like shit.
You know, honestly, I'll take an Uber.
Cool.
Hey, Avery.
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm actually not.
Feel better, okay? Thank you. Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
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 Noah sets his hand in a bowl of punch.
Ooh.
He pulls his phone out of the liquid.
You really are a mess. All right, fine. Let's go.
Noah spies a plate labeled Avery and Ethan Forever.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
He presses the plate to his face.
Let's go, train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
In Carrie's car.
You stole an Avery and Ethan plate, you dork.
Candid.
You delete that, okay? I don't want any evidence that this ever happened.
Nope. Sorry. I photograph weddings for a living, man. Capturing misery and regret is what I do.
Perfect.
What is your deal tonight, anyway?
It's kind of a long story, so I'd rather not get into it.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
He stares at her.
Oh, you don't want to hear it?
She shakes her head.
Yeah, because I don't want to tell you, so...
Okay.
Fine, I'll tell you. All right? Freaking drag it out of me, why don't you? It has to do with the fact that I'm in love with Avery.
Are you serious? Why would you go to a party celebrating their engagement then?
I guess I just wanted to prove that I could do it, that I'm not going to spend the rest of my life obsessed over the fact that I missed my only shot with her.
You're doing really great with that so far.
You know what, Gary? I am, considering the facts. And I'll be doing even more better when I find my...
Dignity?
Ooh. Jack Daniels.
Okay.
The nectar of the gulls.
You're a real sad sack of shit right now.
Noah swigs the booze and tosses the bottle aside.
Can I tell you a story? It has to do with when Avery and I first met.
Just give me the abridged version.
It all started 3 years and one day ago. The year was 2014. A time filled with hope and dreams. I could still remember the exact pitch of her laugh.
Wait, that's not how it happened.
No, I think you're mistaken.
No, I was at that party. I was just preoccupied. Wait, where are we?
We are at my home, sister.
No, this is a bar, and I'm not your... Noah, get back in there.
Noah tumbles out of the car and flops into a pile of garbage on the sidewalk. Carrie hurries to his side.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not Jesus Christ, I'm Noah.
Oh, okay. Get in the truck.
Nope. I need to keep my buzz going, all right? I'll take it.
She follows him into Danny's.
I think you should sit down.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
There he is. This is my friend Matt.
Noah!
Oh my god, you are drunk.
Hey, gotta get you some help. Excuse me. Can we get some ginger whiskey and a blueberry Red Bull? And who is this? You didn't pick up an escort, did you? You are very lovely. Hey, I'm Max.
And I'm leaving. I have a photo shoot in Lafayette Park tomorrow morning. That's where I take my wedding photos. Because I am a photographer, not an escort.
What a coincidence, because my office actually overlooks that park.
Oh yeah, that big dumb building full of douchebags.
Yeah. I'm the vice president of the douchebags.
You're obviously in great hands.
No. You gotta hear the rest of the story, because this is the part that gets truly tragic. You know when you are about to fulfill your destiny? I waited too long, and then I got hugged.
In a flashback to 3 years ago, Noah moves in for a kiss, and Avery wraps him in an embrace. He imagines a bomb erupting.
You're so awesome.
Yeah.
Men are gunned down on the battlefield as Avery squeezes him tightly.
Oh, this is so nice to have a good guy friend. I can't even tell you.
A torpedo crashes to the ground and erupts in flames. Noah leaves Avery's house.
I left never knowing what went wrong.
Bye.
Bye. But I figured I would at least get a second chance with her. Until fate kicked me in my ball sack the very next day when she met Ethan.
Avery reaches for a box of cereal.
Can I help you with that?
Ethan grabs the box and hands it to Avery, and she looks spellbound. Ethan is half man and half winged horse. Avery strokes his bare chest.
And you know why she needed more cereal? Because I ate all of her Cookie Crisp. Like a chubby 9-year-old slob.
Wow. Your mental recollection of that moment feels super accurate.
Okay, Ethan has nothing on you.
He kind of does. He's like the nicest guy ever.
He's like Mormon nice. But that night, me and Avery, we had something, and it was real. We bonded, we were laughing, and she said I was cute.
Okay, cute. You're clinging to cute. Noah, my little brother's cute. That doesn't mean that I want to have sex. I'm not... You get it.
I get that you have sexual thoughts about your little brother, and I also get that you're mean. You know, you could tell that I'm in an emotional state right now.
Noah, relationships are all about energy and attraction and intangible things, things beyond your control. Okay, you may be a great guy, but you were never gonna be that guy to Avery. I just think it's, you know, time to move on.
I've been telling him this for 3 years. You have something on your lips. Let me get it with mine.
Does that ever work for you?
It does, yes.
And with that, Max can take it from here.
Carrie stands.
Feel better, Noah.
She leaves.
Hey, it was lovely meeting you, by the way. We'll talk soon at dinner or something.
Doubtful.
She's right. Why would Avery ever want to be with me? Look at me.
He scrunches his face.
Look at me, Maxie. I got a Play-Doh face.
People love your Play-Doh face.
I got a disgusting face.
Noah, I hate seeing you like this.
Okay, let's get you out of here. On your feet, Ash.
Max helps Noah to his feet.
Oh, here's a tip. Here's a tip from my tip jar. Don't fall in love. She's gonna rip your heart out.
So sorry about my friend. You okay? You all right? Focus, focus.
Where are we going?
I'm gonna go score us a ride. Just sit tight.
What are you doing?
Noah falls into the photo booth.
Okay. Look,
I'm sitting tight, baby.
Right, sit tight.
Noah leans back.
Oh, my old friend, the photo booth. Let's give her a spin.
He pulls the pictures of him and Avery from his wallet.
Yeah, still have these after 3 years. You truly are a sad sack of shit.
Noah gazes at the pictures, then sets them in his lap. He reaches into the tip jar.
If only I could have a chance to do everything different. I could be the kind of guy she would want.
Noah feeds coins into the machine and colored bulbs flash.
I could be exactly the kind of guy Avery would end up with.
He closes his eyes. A gold-plated figure with flowing hair illuminates as the flash pops over and over. Noah wakes in bed. He rubs his eyes, then slowly sits up.
Oh, son of a bitch.
He presses a hand to his forehead and stands.
What a crazy dream.
Noah walks by his Garth costume on the nightstand as he leaves the bedroom. Soon after, Noah exits his building as a young girl dressed as a witch passes by. He does a double take.
Hey, little witch. Halloween was 2 days ago.
Piss off.
She gives him the finger. Moments later, Noah drives in his car down a residential street. He stops for a crossing guard who ushers costumed children across the street.
Halloween lasts a week now. It's good to be a kid today.
Noah enters a convenience store.
Some process of change.
There you are. Thanks.
Could I get a big-ass bottle of Advil and a blueberry Red Bull, please?
Problem.
Noah glances at a newspaper stand and spots a copy of USA Today with the date October 31st, 2014. He furrows his brow and picks up the paper.
Hey, can you tell me what day it is?
It's Halloween.
Noah holds up the paper.
Yeah, but, Halloween has definitely already happened, so...
He sets it down.
And what year is it?
The clerk stares.
It's 2014. Now, do you need anything else?
Noah shakes his head.
Yeah. Okay. Can I just get my blueberry Red Bull so I can get going?
Red Bull doesn't make a blueberry flavor, though. It just makes one flavor. Red Bull. That's the flavor.
Red Bull. Holy shit.
Right?
Noah's mouth hangs open.
Hey, where are you going, man?
Noah snatches an armful of papers and dashes out. Soon after, he arrives to Max's towering office building, carrying the papers under his arm. He peers inside closed doors.
Max? No? You know Max? Max!
Max is in a cubicle.
Yo, over here.
Noah runs to him.
Management, please.
Yo, I gotta talk.
Listen, but you got 15 seconds tops, all right?
Okay, something unexplainable is happening to me, Max. Look at all these papers. They all have the exact same date. It's the exact same date on them. Where am I? How did I get here? What is happening to my life?
Dude, did I not tell you the day you dropped out of business school something exactly like this was going to happen to you?
Exactly like what?
Like a quarter-life crisis.
No.
Yeah, you are. How many times did I tell you I could talk to my boss and he would offer you a job here? You and I, we're supposed to be like the Anna and Elsa of the corporate assistant game.
From Frozen?
Max, I need my diet sun-kissed, yeah? 5 minutes ago, dummy.
Of course you're gonna have a play date at Julie's house, sweetie. Go, shit weasel!
I'm on it, sir.
Ah, he's a sweetheart. But you're not an assistant. You're a vice president.
Not yet.
You are, though.
Okay, I'm working there. Costigan assured me that within 3 years and an attitude for gratitude, I'll be at the top. I'm investing in myself. See this watch? Guess how much that cost?
$25,000.
Good guess. Wow, you know quality. I bought it cash. Well, 1% down. The rest is on extended layaway, but it's a Breitling. It's so expensive. Don't even know how to pronounce it.
Noah looks out the window and spots Carrie exiting a car with a gothic wedding couple.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? It's her.
That's good. There you go. All right, give me a natural one. Jeez. You guys are going to love these in 30 years. Oh, yeah. Classic. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey.
No, reception's that way, buddy.
No, you know me.
Nice try.
I know that your name is Carrie. You're Avery's best friend. It was just last night I was puking in the bathroom. I almost passed out in your truck, that truck right there. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, Noah, what are you doing?
You're being weird, man.
No, I'm so sorry. You have to excuse my friend. He gets weird when he's hitting on chicks. Wait, don't I know you? From Instagram. What's your handle? It's,
At Carrie, go F yourself.
Great.
No. You guys know each other. It was last night. We hung out at the piano bar right after Avery's engagement party. You guys, I feel like I'm going crazy right now. Like, what's happening? Am I crazy?
Seriously, dude, he said get lost.
What?
Okay, weirdo, this is my day. I said get lost.
Wait a second. If you don't know me and you don't know her, that means that last night just didn't happen. Which means that tonight didn't happen. So I still have a chance to meet her before she meets him. And then all that means is that I just traveled back in time.
Okay, Noah, seriously, stop.
Don't do this right now, okay? You sniffing paint? Tell me what's up.
Listen, I'll explain it later to everyone. I'm gonna tell everybody about this, but right now, I have someone to meet. I'll talk to you soon.
What do you... Oh my gosh.
Noah runs off.
What an animal, that one, right? Listen, I'm Max. We could talk about it all over dinner.
Piss off.
Okay. I'll DM you later. Carrie, go F yourself.
My apologies. Give me a natural look. Just kidding.
Gotta get back in time. Up top. Down, down, down. Woo! Back in time.
Noah races down the sidewalk and returns to his house. He approaches a rack of clothes.
What is the plan?
Not dark. He is too cute. Let's see, what would Ethan wear?
He spies a suit.
Tonight calls for something a little more debonair.
Soon after, Noah slicks his hair down and straightens a bow tie. He fastens a button on a black jacket and studies his reflection in a mirror.
Count Basie.
Searching. Count Basie.
At the backyard Halloween party, Noah saunters through the crowd holding a toy gun to his chest.
Dottie Henson, if it isn't the cutest catch.
I'm Angus Young. It's AC/DC. No, not me.
Thunderstruck! God, I feel like a damn dinosaur. Worst Halloween ever.
The man storms off.
Take an identity.
Thought you were someone else.
Noah scans the crowd and spots Avery at the bar. Carrie stands beside her.
God, it's Carrie. Shit. Hey, show us that doctor.
Yo, hey, doc.
Nope, I'm good with that, thanks.
You see that girl in the basketball jersey over there?
She was like, I'm super into that doctor over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Figures.
I am on it.
Okay.
The man in the doctor costume approaches Carrie. He taps her on the back, and she turns around and flashes him a smile.
Okay.
Sexy. Avery excuses herself and moves away.
No pressure here. Just use everything that you've learned about her to make her fall in love with you. You're like a spy, Noah. You're like a love spy. You're like a sophisticated, charming, sexy, not at all creepy, international. Uh-oh.
Noah sweeps Avery away from the Hulk.
Hulk smash!
You must be Dottie Henson.
Yeah.
Ashby. Noah Ashby.
So, what's your favorite drink?
Mine is grapefruit juice with some vodka and exactly 3 maraschino cherries.
That's my favorite drink, too. That's insane.
What?
It's like we have some sort of cosmic connection or something. I guess that means something. I don't know.
You know, I forgot to ask you earlier, where are you from?
You forgot?
Yeah.
Kind of from all over the place. I'm kind of...
An army brat? Yeah, I have such an appreciation for the armed forces.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Just because your demeanor. And you said that you move around a lot. So, oh my God, look at this guy. Hipster Waldo over there. Oh my gosh, I think I know him. His name's Patrick.
With no K. Yes. Yes, you know him too?
You know...
Yeah, he... Oh my God, they're gonna fall in.
Oh, you were so spot on. Now they're the couple making out in the pool. So tacky.
I know, right?
I ran into him once at this benefit.
Oh, which one? I put on benefits.
Which benefit? It was, which one was I go to so many? It was kids without toes, which is a big one. They say it's the hair lip of our generation.
That's so sad.
These kids, they can't walk very well because they don't have toes. So it looks like they have hooves. You know, and that's not important. What's important was this guy cornered me about sea turtles.
Sea turtles? Yes.
I was like, dude, I get it. They're our most elegant oceanic guardians. But it's not about turtles. It's about the toes or the lack thereof in this case. It's so sad. It's so sad. How do you think tonight's going? It's going pretty good, right? I feel like a good connection here. Do you like music? I mean, of course you do. You like breathing, right? Let's get out of here.
At Danny's, Noah plays piano and Avery leans near him.
I'm thinking you look like a Count Basie fan.
Yeah, he's my favorite. How did you know that?
I was just getting Count Basie vibes from you. Uh-oh, what's his hand about to do? You know this one?
I love this song.
You know his name actually is William Basie? Born in Red Bank, New Jersey. He eventually won 9 Grammys for hits such as Little Darlin' and Corner Pocket. Of course, he did die of pancreatic cancer in 1984, but those are just a few small facts in case you wanted to know.
You know a lot about Count Basie.
Hey, I know my music history.
This is great. These things are so much fun.
In the photo booth.
Okay. This is gonna be great.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Pose hard.
Alright. Wow, you're really good at this. Have you done this before?
I'm actually 100% self-taught.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never even had a lesson.
Really?
So I'm a natural.
That's amazing.
Here, come on, this is the best part.
At Avery's.
Okay. That one is great.
I feel like a lot of first-time photo booth couples give off, like, an obvious cute vibe.
Mm-mm. Not us.
Nope, not us. We give off, like, a real, authentic, sort of natural thing that we have between us.
Drunken text from my roommate, Carrie. She says, ugh, made out with Dr. Douche and puked from too many jello shots. Home in 2 minutes to come cry in your lap. Bad night.
Wait, she's coming here right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I should actually...
What?
I'm gonna get going, because I'm not
really,
feeling...
Really, she's gonna be here in like 2 seconds.
Okay, do you have a back door or anything? You know what? I almost forgot. How do you think tonight went? If tomorrow you're to meet a tall, conventionally good-looking, successful guy, would this awesome connection we have still be what you're most excited about?
Sorry, what?
You know what? It doesn't matter.
He grabs her face and kisses her. Carrie enters.
Avery, you should put a sock on the door.
She eyes Noah.
I know you.
Mm-mm.
I know you.
I don't know you. You're a stranger, so...
No, you're the freak in my wedding shoot today.
Mm-mm.
What, you two know each other?
It's getting late, and I feel that alcohol is an issue here. This one seems
no,
a little...
No, this is the psycho I was telling you about. The one who knew me, said he was at our house, claimed to be some sort of time-traveling nomad, and spent last night in the backseat of my Bronco.
Seems like she's a little...
You didn't guess that I was an army brat. You already knew that because you're a stalker.
Stalker?
I knew it!
I'm not a stalker. Look at me, I'm wearing a tuxedo. Stalkers wear like trench coats and no underwear. And I am clearly wearing underwear. Look, they have their dick hanging out. My dick is...
Ray!
What'd you say? Wait, what'd you say?
Ray, finding
what
something!
What we have tonight? That was cosmic, right?
Don't touch your asshole!
Don't touch your asshole.
Carrie whacks him with a potted plant. Noah wakes in bed and blinks his eyes.
Oh my god. Oh.
He reaches for his phone on the headboard and types a text. Hey, so sorry I got sick at your party last night. Had the weirdest dream ever. He checks a reply. Sorry, new phone. Who's this? He smiles and responds, haha, it's me, the infamous party yakker.
Woo!
Noah pulls the covers off.
Looks like today's apology day.
Later that morning, Noah approaches Avery's front door.
One sec!
Ethan answers.
Hi, can I help you?
Hey man, I wanted to come by and apologize for me at the party.
Oh, you're here for the party. Cool. Yeah, come on in. We're still setting up, but,
You having another party?
Grab a drink. You must be one of Avery's friends. Avery, your first guest is here. So, you guys go to high school together, or wait, Northwestern?
I'm coming!
What?
Noah spots the plates and decorations.
Hi!
Oh my god.
What?
You know what? I'm gonna go.
She sprays pepper spray in Noah's eyes.
It's him! I'm Carrie!
It's who?
I'm Carrie!
Carrie enters.
Oh my god,
he's back! No, it's a misunderstanding!
She bashes him with a plant.
Why do you keep hitting me with trays? That's the guy from 3 years ago. That's the stalker from Halloween!
That's the stalker?
Ethan shoves Noah into the wall, then pushes him to the floor and holds him in a headlock.
You don't understand. We're all friends, Ethan.
How do you know my name? How do you know my name, stalker?
You're right.
I am a stalker, and I'm crazy, and I've got a bomb.
He's got a bomb.
I got a bomb.
He's got a bomb.
You're right. I've got a bomb. I've got a bomb. It's fine. I'm sorry my bombs hurt, ruined your magical evening. Have a great life.
Noah runs out.
Yeah, you better come back with more than a bomb next time, pal.
Ethan, less than a bomb.
Less than a bomb.
Carrie and Avery cower against the wall. Soon after, Noah returns to his place and paces in his bedroom.
Okay. So you woke up here. How did you get here?
He scans his dresser.
Look for clues.
He flips through papers and clothes, then reaches into his pants pockets.
Okay. Peppermint patty, chapstick. A receipt for the peppermint patty and the chapstick.
Noah pulls out his wallet and finds a strip of photo booth pictures with him wearing the suit.
Oh my God. The photo booth.
A couple makes out in the booth.
Oh shit, sorry.
Dude!
What kind of car do you drive?
An Impreza. Why?
Yeah, that's the one. It's getting towed right now, so you have time. Save it.
It's my mom's car.
Well, your mom has a sick whip. All right, come on. Come on, take me. Take me, 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 take me.
Noah inserts money and the bulbs flash. He wakes in his bed. His phone reads October 31st, 2014.
Holy shit. Oh, I owned your ass, space-time continuum. I travel through time.
Max. Hey, what's up, man? I know you got a big day tonight, but I need your help.
Noah hangs up.
Nope, that is not what I wanted to do.
Yeah, hey, sorry. I don't know why I hung up, but I do need your help.
There's this girl. Her name's Avery, and...
That night.
Oh, you're already so late. What if she meets another guy before I have a chance to get there?
What are you talking about, bro? It's gonna be fine, okay? And listen, I'm the one who had cancel on Carla. JCPenney, underwear model. Intimates, bro. She's got an old soul.
Okay, dude. I'm serious. You get more girls than any guy I know. I need your help.
Well, you look good. Great start.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you loaning me your shirt, but... I don't know, man. I have leather. Leather strips in my armpits. This isn't me.
Exactly. Because Noah doesn't get that caliber of a girl. You gotta dress the part. You gotta be ahead of the curve, bro. Come on, you gotta feel it. Look at me. Man, what's up, girl? Try that.
So something's funny off in the distance, and then I squint, and then I lick my lips and look at him.
And you bring the attention back to me.
This is stupid.
It's great. Are you doing a Joker impersonation?
Well, this is like... It was good.
That was... Okay.
Did you think that was bad?
I'll do it one more time. Just follow what I do. Ready? What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
We'll work on that. You need a AAA plan. Assertive, ambitious asshole. There's something about... confidence that a girl just loves, you know?
Smell it.
Girls are attracted to confident guys who know what they want and aren't afraid to go for it, which usually isn't you. And I don't like this part, but if all else fails, be an asshole.
Be an asshole?
Yeah. Not hard asshole, soft asshole.
Oh, I gotta be a soft asshole.
Let me hear a soft asshole kind of diss.
Your goatee's... It's stupid. I've never liked it. Okay, wait. You have beady little satanic eyes.
Wow, that makes me doubt myself, but in a sexy kind of way. Okay, because girls can't resist a guy that makes them feel bad at first. What are the three A's?
Assertive, ambitious, asshole. Soft asshole.
Keep the shoulders down. Let's do this.
AAA, you're always there. Let's go.
Give it to me, baby. At the party, Noah and Max pass Angus Young in the crowd.
All right, matey.
Don't talk to him.
Noah scans the backyard.
Yeah, she's not in here. So I'm gonna go check outside again.
No. Yep, you're gonna stay here, okay? Be cool. Don't make it seem like you're chasing after her. Don't be a stalker.
Oh, shit. There she is. I was supposed to stop that drunk Hulk asshole from bumping into her. I blew it.
Great. It's not over, okay? Look, Maxie steps in now. I'm gonna distract her friend, The basketball player that doesn't know how to swim.
No, she's a Dunkin' Donut.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyways, look, engage your girl. Bring up her ex. Girls hate that. Stay close.
Max approaches Carrie.
Ooh, can I talk to you privately about something in private?
About what?
We're gonna get our club soda first, and then I'll talk to you about the private stuff.
It's clever!
Max leads Carrie away. Noah heaves a sigh, then narrows his eyes and saunters towards Avery, biting his lip.
I like that jersey, and I am not afraid to tell you that.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too until the Hulk smashed it.
I think it looks really good.
Thanks.
Max gestures from across the yard, and Noah squints.
What, are you, like, dressed as a tranny or something?
Noah looks to the side.
No, it's from a movie.
That's cute. Yeah, I don't really dig costumes, that's why I kind of...
You came as nothing, which is really endearing. Okay, bye.
Oh, wait.
Hey, I'm gonna get you a drink, okay?
He hurries to the bar.
2 beers, please. Hey, this one, total marathon. With the stripper out front, sprint, my speed. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much,
Bill Cosby.
But before you go, just make her earn it, okay? Don't just give it to her.
Noah returns to Avery.
Yo, what's up? Me again. So this will be fun. You tell me something about yourself, and if I find it interesting,
ding!
I'm gonna give you a beer.
What?
Are you deaf? You couldn't hear that?
You know, I think I figured out who you are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You are a giant human being-sized asshole. Thank you so much for the beer. Have a great night.
Avery takes the beer and walks away. Noah looks at Max, then follows her.
Okay, wait.
Max leaves Carrie at the bar. The doctor sidles up next to Carrie.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm trying to go anywhere that you aren't going to be.
Ew. I hate it when girls are listening to me. And please, do me a favor. Don't talk to me like your ex-boyfriend.
I'm not. And if he talked to me the way you're talking to me, I would punch him in the face.
You would?
But you're a total stranger, so I could probably kill you and get away with it.
So go ahead. Shank me.
God, I wish I could.
Do it.
Okay, I will.
I don't believe you.
Oh! She shoves him in the pool.
Oh, great. Yep. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. How'd it feel?
It felt really great, actually.
Can you at least help me out?
Fine.
Avery extends her hand, and Noah pulls her in.
Oh my God!
What the hell?
Avery fumes.
Woo!
You dick!
I'm the dick? How am I the dick? You're the one who pushed me in.
You told me to push you in!
I told you to shake me in the ribs for emotional closure!
You're the worst!
You're the worst.
You are the worst.
No, you're the worst.
Avery's chest heaves as she glares at Noah. Noah pulls her into a kiss, and they lock lips passionately.
No, now we're the people at the party that make out in the pool.
I don't care.
They return to Avery's.
Okay.
They enter her house kissing.
You know what? I'm gonna put a sock on the door.
No.
Avery sits and pulls off a red stocking.
Let's go.
Noah eyes the potted plant.
Oh, not today, tree.
Noah wakes shirtless in bed. His hair has frosted blonde tips, and Avery is asleep beside him. He turns and checks his cell phone. The date reads, November 1st, 2017.
Oh, my God.
He finds a condom wrapper.
Nice. Okay. Very good.
Another open wrapper is strewn on the floor. He settles back under the covers and puts his arm around Avery.
How are you doing?
Being the big spoon.
Avery's eyes pop open.
Since when do we spoon?
Since we started dating and fell madly in love.
He kisses her shoulder.
What are you still doing here? You hate sleeping over.
Okay, what's going on here?
God, please, you were not that drunk last night. Remember, I texted you at like midnight? I had a shit day at work and my mother was harassing me about when I'm gonna finally find a decent dude, which isn't gonna happen if you and I keep doing this shit. Ugh. If you weren't so good at sex, then this would have ended a long time ago.
She gets out of bed.
Wait, what's that? We're good at sex with each? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's cool. Okay, on the count of three, what is like our favorite position sexually? One, two, three. Is it doggy style? Is that our favorite?
Hey, can you just get dressed? Because I'm busy today. You really can't stay here.
Yes, I will get dressed. But did you want to have morning sex real quick just to get the day started?
Here, don't forget your leather pants.
Avery tosses the pants at him and exits the bedroom. Noah eyes them curiously, then sits up and catches his reflection in a mirror.
I went full asshole.
He pulls at a blonde hair. Soon after, he exits the bedroom in his leather pants. Carrie enters the house.
Oh, great. It's you.
Oh, great. You.
Ethan appears.
Hey, what's up? Why are you? I see here.
Hey, man. Noah, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Haven't seen you around here for a while. How's it going?
Mm-hmm. It's going... How do you know Avery?
Or her friends. She's more than you could say, so... Why don't you take your little frosted tips and get on your douchebag mobile? We'd all appreciate it.
A three-wheel motorcycle.
Oh, my God. That's what I drive now?
Oh, I see what he's doing.
Awesome.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm ready. Oh.
Okay, so what are we doing? We crossfitting, Pilates, hot yoga. I'm down.
Just a little park run today, actually. That is, if Carrie can keep up.
Yeah, if Carrie can... Ethan's funny. You know, I was just actually saying to a personal friend of mine that I don't run in a park setting enough, so I'll join you guys.
Oh, okay.
All right. Woo, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. All right.
Noah closes the door on Ethan.
Come on, Noah.
Soon after, Ethan leads the foursome on a jog through the park. They cross over a bridge, and Noah struggles to keep pace, wearing his leather pants and high-top gold sneakers.
Oh, God. Oh, these pants are not breathable.
Ethan, you're barely sweating.
Noah follows.
Yo! Yo! Hey, Ethan. I'm thinking we should get to know each other a little better, right? So you're probably married with kids now?
Single, actually. Just got out of a relationship.
Me and Stacy broke up. I'm so sorry.
Man, she seemed like the one. That's too bad.
Are you okay? We can slow down or take a break if you need to.
I don't need a break. You might need a break. In fact, I was thinking let's get physical. Yeah. Woo!
Digging the energy.
Yeah, now we're talking. Let's hurdle this thing. Woo!
He jumps over a bench.
Good idea, Noah. Yeah. Try some harder ones.
We're going harder. We're going to do a harder one. Yeah, okay. All right. Watch the ankles.
Okay. Ethan leads him over a fallen tree trunk. Then they weave between the pillars of a pavilion. Noah trails behind. They approach a picnic table in the park.
Stepping it up on this one.
Ethan and the ladies soar over, but Noah catches his toe and falls flat on his face.
That hurt. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to need some face stitches.
You sure? It just looks like a little scrape.
I feel like it's worse than just a scrape. I think you and Carrie should just go ahead without me and Avery and I.
Actually, it's really not that bad. If you guys want to keep going, mm-mm. I have a first aid kit in my truck. I'll make sure he doesn't bleed out.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. Feel better, all right?
Yeah, feel better.
Ice it. Okay.
Thank you. Come on.
Look what's happening right now. She's escaping with him, and she hates me.
Well, she doesn't hate you. You're just one of those guys girls sleep with sometimes, and as a result, we wind up hating ourselves.
Okay, well, what can I do to change that?
You're the guy who strolls in all hours of the night for a quickie, and then you disappear for 2 months.
What? I have no control over any of this. I make a decision, and then I wake up 3 years later with the consequences.
Way to take responsibility, pal.
Oh, hey, look. I'm just trying to be the type of guy that Avery would actually want to be with.
Noah, if you're screwing with me, I will cut your nuts off and wear them as earrings.
Gary, I am being 100% real.
Candid. You look like shit.
Soon after, Carrie and Noah are in a coffee shop.
So you're saying you're in love with Avery? No, dude, just no.
What do you mean, no, just no? Okay, all due respect, I'm pretty sure the closest you've been to love is taking photos of strangers at weddings.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, you drink coffee with whipped cream in it, so I can't take anything you say seriously.
They sit.
It's comforting me. And I know emotions don't penetrate you, so you wouldn't understand how this feels.
It's not like I've never had my heart broken before.
Well, I have a hard time believing that, because every time we've talked, you've been pretty impenetrable.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is easily the longest conversation we've ever had. Let's just say I learned to...
What, move on?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, there has to be a way that I could prove I'm as good as Ethan is.
Those two are just buds.
Right, yeah, buds, because I've been love blocking them since the second we met. They're like love magnets. And no matter what happens, they're gonna smash into each other over and over and over and over.
Okay, I get it. You're extremely threatened by Ethan.
He's stable, he's secure.
As long as I've known Avery, she's been driven, but yeah, she wants the home with the white picket fence, family. She's a sucker for all that. It's not really my thing.
You're absolutely right. Yes, I have to be that guy. It makes perfect sense. She wants someone to build a future with, and that's what Ethan can give her that I can't. Yet.
Carrie shakes her head.
I could totally be that guy. I went to business school, for Christ's sake.
Sometime later at the photo booth.
Okay, Avery, you want something different? I understand. Well, I'm about to be the man of your dreams.
He exhales, closes his eyes, and smiles as flashbulbs pop. Noah wakes in his bed and throws off the covers. He peruses a rack of clothes and pulls out a blue button-down shirt.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He grabs a tie.
Perfect. Max? I'm here for a job, my man.
Noah joins Max at work.
You gorgeous son of a bitch. Get in here, bro! Yes, I'm so proud of you. I've been waiting for this so long. Me and you were gonna run this place together someday.
I hope so.
Max, go get my lettuce cups already.
All right. Right away, sir.
Okay, no. You handle the mail, turn in my resume, I'll go get the lettuce cups, okay?
All right, thanks, buddy.
Also, real quick, mm-hmm. What are lettuce cups?
It's lettuce, but in the shape of a cup.
Okay.
Later.
No Hulk smashing.
No smash.
No more smashing. Hulk sitting. That's what Hulky's doing. Okay, let's get this good stuff in, yeah. Let's get you hydrated before you barrel into a crowd full of innocent strangers. Okay.
Oh,
there you go.
Hulk drink.
Yes, Hulk drink. Good Hulk.
Doing good, Hulk.
There he is. Best costume of the party award.
Angus Young? AC/DC?
You just made my night complete. Thank you so much.
For those about to rock, we salute you.
Thank you so much for this. Best Halloween ever.
Yes, it is. Oh, you're still doing that walk. Very good.
Great.
So this is all anyone really wants, right? Someone to support, take care of them. Someone secure who's also like a mythically nice person to be the rock in their time of need, right? There she is, there's that girl I was telling you about.
Noah follows Avery to the backyard, wearing an American flag onesie.
Daddy Henson, they're calling your name. You're on deck.
Oh, am I?
Mm-hmm.
You are a patriotic toddler?
I am the American dream.
Are you? Okay, I like that.
Hey, do you want to hang out and then get a house in the suburbs, adopt a golden retriever, have 2.8 kids together?
I mean, I do like dogs.
Maybe we should get a drink first.
That's probably a good place to start.
Yeah.
Later at Danny's, a man in a fedora plays a piano. Noah sits nearby with Avery.
Excuse me? Garçon?
Hey, Noah.
We'd like to order your most expensive bottle of wine.
Ooh, you fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, that's a $500 bottle of wine, dude.
Avery gapes, and Noah stares at the waiter.
Then we would like your most reasonably priced bottle of wine.
So $95.
Noah raises his eyebrows.
Yeah,
uh-huh, yes. That's perfect.
Coming right up.
This is really nice.
You just think this is nice?
Yeah.
This is gonna be one of the best nights of your life.
I can deal with best night of my life.
And it's starting right now.
Right now, we're gonna dedicate this next tune to my main man, Noah, and his beautiful, lovely new lady friend, Avery.
How did he know your name?
Noah.
What did you do?
We're gonna miss you around here, bro. This entire evening is dedicated to you.
You like Count Basie?
I do, I love him.
Luckily, that's basically all that Danny knows.
So, what did he mean when he said that they're gonna miss you?
I used to work here.
Oh, you did?
Yep, that piano bench right there, it's still warm to the touch from my butt cheeks. I got a hot butt. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, not yet.
You check it out?
Why would you quit, though? This place is amazing.
I'm just taking an extended leave of absence to live a more grown-up life.
Oh, so like boring.
I'm wearing a red, white, and blue onesie right now. Do I look like the kind of guy that would aspire to live a boring life?
No.
Very not boring.
Avery puts her head on his shoulder and they hold hands. Noah wakes at a desk and hits snooze on his phone alarm. The date is November 1st, 2017. He looks around the elegantly decorated office, then touches a paunch underneath his blue dress shirt.
What am I, fat? I'm fat now. Great, I'm fat now. Great, I'm fat!
Oh, this is all working out, isn't it?
A screensaver is an image of him proposing to Avery. An invite reads, "Join us for an engagement party in honor of Avery and Noah."
It's comfort weight.
He pokes his head out of the office and gazes at a spiral staircase and a grand piano in the marble foyer.
Oh, Noah, you're a boss. You have arrived.
Hi, Mr. Noah.
A maid passes.
Hey, babe. You're up.
I'm way up. I am so up.
I missed you last night.
Oh, that is so, so good to hear.
They kiss.
Mm. Want some breakfast?
I would love some.
Okay. Oh,
I love our house. It's awesome. It's large, you know, yet kind of cozy. And obviously I'm wealthy, but this is tastefully decorated. It's not gaudy.
Are you okay? You're acting weird.
Oh, I'm okay. I've never felt better.
Oh, I almost forgot.
She retrieves a box.
Look what came just in time for the party tonight. Okay. What do you think? Too cheesy?
An Avery and Noah forever plate.
It's the most beautiful plate I've ever seen. I love it. Your big spoon and me. It's perfect. And I love the message too. Forever? Oh my God, look at this ring. Oh, what? I'm like, I'm a rich dude.
I know.
Oh, I am good to you, huh? Come in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Mom, Dad.
Carrie, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm not trying to win House Guest of the Year or anything, but I did just pick up your engagement photos from the photo lab.
Ooh.
She's you're a house guest. She lives here with us. You're a house guest, okay?
Well, not for very long.
Okay.
I kind of have some really, really exciting news. Not to one-up you, but my gallery showing was last night, and I sold my entire collection of photos.
That is so exciting. Congratulations.
Ow, that is huge.
What am I going to do without you? This house gets so creepy when Noah's traveling and I'm home alone.
What? No. No, it's not creepy, and no one's going to feel alone, not in this house. You know what? You can stay here as long as you want. If it makes Avery happy, it makes me happy.
Mmm. God damn, that coffee is good.
Later that morning, Noah exits a palatial mansion.
Oh my God.
He spies a silver sports car.
This is my favorite car. This is my, like, all-time favorite. Of course I would have this car. It makes perfect sense. Uh-oh.
He revs the engine.
Uh-oh, that dog's barking. That dog is a-barking.
Right. So you're going to be home on time today, right?
For the party? Of course, yes. I'm excited. This is a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Let's make some memories, right? Sorry about this. 7:30 in the morning, Wim.
Yeah, here, don't forget this one. You left it on your nightstand.
Two phones.
I know.
Nope, all right, now this one. Okay.
Incoming call.
No thanks. Sorry. Nope, I don't want to answer. Where's the button to? I don't know how to. No, thank you. Decline the call.
At the office building, Noah strolls through the empty cubicles and peers into an office.
Hello? Anyone here?
He raises his eyebrows.
Someone tell me where I sit.
He rounds a corner.
Okay. Hello?
Surprise!
Congratulations, Noah.
Ever since your first day as an assistant, no one has worked harder or wanted it more. Son, you've earned this.
Earn what exactly?
This. Your new office, Mr. Senior Vice President.
This is my office.
Mr. Chun came from Shanghai specifically to be here for this.
Mr. Chun, congratulations, Mr. Ashby. This is great news. With our biggest accounts, your success is our success.
It's a ton of Chinese.
Noah opens his mouth.
Ninshu de tai ka chi la.
Thank you so much.
Well, Shou Zhong Wen?
He looks stunned. I speak Chinese? That's so cool. I don't even know what I'm saying. Well, according to most prognosticators, with our large cap portfolios outperforming this bear market.
What is Mandarin for get a room, you two?
Noah. It should elicit fortuitous returns. Chun. Absolutely right. Noah, holy shit, I know some big-ass words.
I don't know what you said.
Chun, yeah. He's so awesome.
I'm happy, so I'm happy. Is this kid great? Let me give you a tour of the place, Mr. Chun, yeah? Show you under the hood. All-star.
Nice work.
Thanks a lot, Terrence.
Good job.
Thanks a lot, Daryl.
Bill.
I know your names. Big Jeff. Welcome. Little Tony.
Hey, Claudette.
Rob.
Carl.
Thank
you. Courtney.
Good job.
Sharon. She's got a sick kid. I feel bad for her. I don't know how I know that. I know everyone's name. Max, what's up, my man? Woo, we did it.
Yeah, we did it, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Hey, do you mind if I steal you from the parade and talk to you real quick?
Yeah, sure, come on.
Welcome to Noah's Lair.
Ooh, this is sweet, dude.
Whoa.
Noah's eyes frame degrees on the wall.
Look what we got here. Mr. Senior Vice President, may I?
You may.
Max sits.
This is cool, right? I am accomplished.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Noah turns to Max.
Are you okay?
Hey, do me a favor. Can you look at this on my back for me?
Sure. What am I looking for? Oh, that mole?
Yeah, I'd get that checked out. No, look for the knife that you stabbed me in the back with when you stole my promotion. I've been busting my ass for 3 years trying to get this. This has been my plan. Noah, it's my plan.
What are you talking about?
That's good. Play dumb and act like it wasn't me who got you a job here in the first place. Me who doctored your pathetic little resume. I literally begged Costigan to hire you here.
Okay, then there has to be something that I could do. You know, I'm the senior VP. You're my best friend.
Friend? No. We haven't been friends for years. You used to be chill. You used to be really cool. And then you turned into a corporate ass-kissing piece of shit.
So we're, what, enemies?
Fuck you.
Max gives Noah the finger, then turns to the door.
Oh, can I borrow your pen?
Yeah.
Max stabs balloons.
I leave you too. I lied.
Max storms out and shuts the door to the office. Noah spins around, looking stunned. Sometime later, he sits at his desk, eating a piece of cake with the words, "Congratulations, Noah," written in icing.
Oh my God. It's just from stress eating.
He pats his belly as a young woman enters.
Oh, sorry to bother you, sir, but you shouldn't be in here right now. You're 20 minutes late for the meeting with the Avalon execs.
Well, you know what? I think I am gonna need an hour of personal time. Thank you.
That's impossible. Closing this deal will pay for your wedding and your honeymoon in Fiji.
I'm gonna go to Fiji with Avery? That would be pretty awesome. When will this meeting be over with?
In an hour.
Good.
But then you have your flight to Charlotte.
I'm going to North Carolina today?
You return late afternoon and then you prep for...
Yeah, just let me see that. What is this? It says that I'm booked every day for the next 3 months. What if I bailed on that business trip and took a very well-deserved half day?
Sir, no, you would be fired instantly. Seriously, do not do that. Remember Davis? He's homeless now. I drive by his tent on the way to work every day. It's actually kind of cute. He's got his dog out there and everything, but... Anyways, congrats on your engagement. You're a lucky man. I'd like to go over a couple of quick scheduling changes that you've got. Omaha on the 50th.
That evening, guests are gathered at the house for Noah and Avery's engagement party.
I made it. So, sorry I'm late. Have you guys seen Avery? Oh, those snacks are good, but I can't have any. I'm putting myself on a diet. Have you guys seen Avery at all? Avery's parents. Really nice to meet you.
Natives.
Again, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. Cousin Shannon, wow, you do look like Garth.
Noah grabs a flute of champagne.
Wow, okay. Well, now that I have your attention, if anyone has seen my beautiful fiance, please let her know that her presence is requested at the piano, where I would like to kick things off with the song that I played for Avery on the night we first met. I used to do this for a living. Well, you made me wanna shout. That's not how the song goes at all. So let's try that again. Is the piano out of tune? Something. All right, one more time. Hit it. Well, you know you make me wanna. You know. I must be rusty, but, you know, the jet lag is kicking in. As soon as Avery joins the duet, I feel that I will have my groove back. Has anyone seen Avery, by the way?
Carrie appears.
Hey, dude. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I don't believe you when you say that.
Good.
It's been a while since I played. Have you seen Avery anywhere?
She's with Ethan.
What?
He finds them in the bathroom.
Holy shit, what happened to him?
We think it might have been the taquitos, right, Ethan? So what happened? Did your flight get delayed or did you hit traffic?
I am so sorry. I truly tried to get here as fast as... Okay, why is he here exactly?
I'm leaving anyway. Don't eat the taquitos or seven-layer dip.
Oh, dang. Wait, maybe you want to lay down in our bed for a minute?
I think he wants to probably lay down in his own bed. Here you go, big guy. We'll get you some fresh air, some Pepto-Chewables. I have them in the glove compartment, so I'll take them.
Are you sure? But you just got here. I'm sure everybody wants to say hi. Maybe Carrie can take them home.
It'll be quick. So you look so good, by the way.
Thanks.
I love you so much.
Noah smushes his lips against Avery's, and she reluctantly returns his kiss. They pull apart, and Noah eyes Ethan.
Okay, let's go ahead and get you home. Forever.
Soon after, Noah's car speeds down the road.
Please don't puke in my back seat.
Ethan wears a pained expression.
I'm sorry.
Those taquitos are a silent killer.
No, it wasn't the taquitos.
Is it the seven-layer dip?
Look, I made it up, okay?
Oh, did you?
Because I'm a liar, okay? I'm no good. I even stole a plate. What kind of asshole steals a plate? A beautiful plate. I've never stolen anything in my life. I don't know what's come over me. I've just become this terrible person.
You're too nice.
No.
If that makes sense. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, Ethan, I don't really like Ethan because he's such a nice guy.
No, I'm not, okay? I've been coveting thy neighbor's wife in my mind. Hey, not cool.
It isn't cool, and I would recommend that you stop doing that.
I'm gonna tell you, I might have told Avery that I'm in love with her.
What? Noah slams on the brakes.
Did you catch your nose? Did you break your nose? Is your face okay?
Look, I deserve that. Okay? I'm sorry. I know I have no right to say these things. I just, ever since I met her, I felt like, you know, it should have been Avery and me, and if I didn't tell her, she would never know. I'm sorry.
Noah purses his lips.
What did she say when you told her?
Said she wished things were different.
Noah nods sadly, and Ethan slumps in the back seat.
Just a quick nap.
Ethan balls his jacket under his head and rests against the side of the car. Noah gazes at the road, looking crestfallen.
Yeah. Go ahead, buddy.
Ethan sleeps, and Noah continues down the road. Carrie dips a strawberry in chocolate fondue as Noah returns.
There you are. Avery texted you like 10 times. She went to bed worried.
Well, I've been driving around all night thinking about how I've ruined all of our lives.
At least she kept the light. Are you okay?
He sits the kitchen island beside her, then meets Carrie's eyes.
Why doesn't Avery love me?
Carrie stares at him, then lowers her gaze.
You've known this whole time, haven't you?
Carrie offers a weak smile.
Why didn't you say anything?
Noah, I know she cares about you. Deeply. But no, it's not love. And she'll probably do whatever she has to do to make it work. I just think she doesn't want to fail. Hey, it's not you. You're a good guy. Sometimes relationships are about intangible things.
Oh, yeah. Yep, you said that before.
I have?
He nods.
Kinda. I like it when we talk.
I like it when we talk.
They smile at each other.
But you're right. Avery deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
And she should be with the right guy, even though that right guy isn't me. So I have to fix it. I have to go back in time and fix it.
What? Where are you going?
To play Cupid.
What?
At the photo booth.
Okay. Weird life, Noah.
Noah leads Ethan through the crowd of revelers at the Halloween party.
Where's the emergency? It just looks like a party.
Yeah, it's a party emergency. Look, I know we just met.
Technically, we didn't meet. You came banging on my door screaming you needed my help.
I do need your help, because tonight is the first night of the rest of your life. Thank you for coming. This is gonna be great. You stay right here, and you're gonna save the day.
For what?
Okay, easy. I'll be right back. Okay.
The Hulk cuts through the guests and knocks Avery into Ethan.
Oh my god.
Noah watches nearby.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Great costume.
Yeah, it's from A League of Their Own.
Actually, haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I needed a last-minute costume, and my friend Carrie had it laying
around.
I'm
sorry, did you say it wasn't your favorite movie?
Who are you?
This is Norm. He brought me here. Do you guys want a drink?
No, it's Noah. I think you guys should talk, honestly, because there is a connection here. I'm going to mingle. I love the song. I love this party, so.
Woo!
I'll go get my own drink.
You should really see A League of Their Own. Okay, I'm a little disappointed that you haven't.
Okay.
Thanks, Noah.
How long have you guys known each other?
Like 8 minutes.
Meanwhile, Noah finds Carrie filling a plate at the food table.
So,
Let me guess, you are a Dunkin' Donut?
$2 for you, sir. Mm. Well, one person at this party has gotten that. You're good.
Thank you.
You're Cupid. Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Well, at least I'm not that guy.
All right, so I can guarantee this is going to be gross, and you get it first.
The doctor offers syringe shooters.
Hey, I'm Noah.
Carrie. Nice to meet you.
Noah twists his lips to the side.
Do you want to do shots?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Come on.
At the bar.
Coming in. There you go. One for you, one for me.
Aw, so cute.
Thank you.
Scores the whole bottle. What made you come up to me?
I don't know. I thought that you had a familiar face.
I'm wearing goggles. You can't even see me. I love this song.
You want to dance?
Yeah.
You think you can handle all this?
You think you can handle all of this?
Oh, I can't.
Tonight's gonna be a wild night. He leads her to the dance floor. They stop in the middle of the floor and begin to dance. Noah spins around, and Carrie wiggles her hips with her hands behind her head. Noah copies her moves. So Carrie wiggles out of her inflatable donut and places it over Noah's neck as they grind to the beat. Later, they throw food at each other.
Sorry.
She whispers in Noah's ear.
Looks like this party's dead. You want to go somewhere else?
Yeah. I think I know a place.
Let's go get Ethan and Avery, should we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Later at Danny's, Noah tickles the ivories and Carrie leans on the piano. Avery and Ethan are in the photo booth. Noah and Carrie watch them.
I mean, of course they'd be naturals at that.
They look good together.
They do.
Cute.
That's their first kiss.
Carrie sits on the bench beside Noah and starts to play.
You play piano.
I got honorable mention in a talent show once.
Oh, and you play Oscar Peterson.
Well, you don't play OP, OP plays you.
That is true. That is true.
He joins in.
Bad for Cupid.
So did Avery get you into him, or?
Avery's music knowledge is 100% stolen from me. If it were up to Avery, she'd still be listening to Jonas Brothers or Linkin Park. Peruse at your own will if you want to get schooled.
Okay.
This is your playlist.
Mm-hmm.
There are some deep cuts in here. So you're the one that likes jazz?
Yes.
And you like A League of Their Own?
I handmade her costume.
So let me guess, the foosball table in your living room is yours, not Avery's.
How'd you know I had a foosball table in my living room?
Noah raises his eyebrows.
Avery? She told me earlier. Candid.
He snaps her picture.
Oh.
Right. I'm probably cross-eyed.
Hmm.
No? That's what I look like in my prom photo.
She poses.
Oh.
I know. Oh, my God, yeah. That is horrible.
You're actually worse than that. You're this.
Wait, cross-eyed and droopy?
Noah looks up at her.
I think you look good.
She smiles at him.
I'm really glad I came out tonight.
Yeah, me too.
I almost didn't.
Why?
I'm going through this, really weird breakup. I mean, I knew he was going to be at the party, and I just wasn't sure how I'd feel about him. You know, you either want to strangle him, make out with him, cry in the bathroom.
She rolls her eyes.
He was at the party?
Yeah.
Who was he? Was he the AC/DC guy?
No.
Was he Hulk Smash?
No. I believe you made fun of this guy, though. Jello Shot Doctor?
What? I did not know that.
That's all right. How would you know? You ever keep spinning around in the same relationship over and over and it's just going nowhere?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in that relationship before.
Hey, guys, come take pictures with us.
Nah.
Yeah.
Let's yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Be a team player. You're wearing a jersey for Christ's sake.
They squeeze into the booth.
Come on.
Come on. Ready?
We're all very happy. Woo! Okay, now we're a little scared. Now, Carrie just vomited. Now, Carrie fell out of the.
Now we hurt Noah.
The four friends contort themselves into silly poses. Noah wakes up. He sits up on a couch in a high-end condo.
Where the hell am I?
It's 6:45 a.m., rise and shine.
Max takes a shot.
Ah, woo! On a scale of 1 to titties, how epic was last night?
We're friends, right?
What are you talking about? Yeah, we're best friends. I mean, technically you did go home solo yet again, but what's important is we shared a kick-ass experience. I brought home Haley, dietitian, old soul.
Hey, where's Avery?
Avery's probably with Ethan.
So they're dating?
Yep, engaged.
So, where's Carrie?
Her friend? I don't know. I haven't seen her in a few years. You told me she got back with her ex and fell off your radar. What's with all the questions, bro?
Jello shot doctor? No, she says that she doesn't like him. So that can't.
What's wrong with you? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about me and Carrie, Max. I'm talking about fate.
Fate is a tricky lady. When you try to figure her out, you just get more confused. Listen, all I know is the mistakes I've made and the ladies I've laid have made me who I am today. If I were to go back and relive it differently, I wouldn't be me. And I like me.
You know, I thought things were supposed to happen for a reason.
That's what strippers and idiots say. Things happen randomly for no reason at all, but they create opportunities, Noah. And you learn from those opportunities, even the missed ones. The question is, can you recognize that next opportunity when it matters the most? I've been watching these speeches online, really inspirational. This kid, 15 years old, not a lot of subscribers, but... Noah, I made us breakfast, most important meal of the day.
Gotta go.
Noah hurries out. Soon after, he arrives at Avery's house. He waits on the porch. Carrie answers the door.
Noah? Wow. Hey, you just missed Avery and Ethan. Everything okay?
Carrie, for the past 3 years, I've been pining over what I thought was destiny, but no matter what I would do, Ethan would end up connecting with Avery, and I would always seem to connect with you. Because this whole time, it was meant to be me and you. Wasn't it?
Noah pulls her into a kiss, and she shoves him away.
What the hell are you doing?
What do you mean?
Jesus.
Okay, I thought this was the moment. That when our mutual feelings would come together and blossom.
What are you talking about? We've barely hung out.
That's not true, exactly.
A long time ago, we met at that party. We had a great time, and then I wound up getting back together with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, why did you do that?
What kind of question is that?
There's been times when you've hated me, and there's been times when you've hit me with trees, and then there's been times when you've been my only friend. And there has to be one moment over the past 3 years where you thought about us and you wondered.
Carrie averts her gaze.
Okay, maybe, but I don't know. I'm getting ready for a date.
With who? Jello shot guy?
His name is Phil.
Phil is a stepdad name.
You ready? What's up, Flea? Phil.
Hey, Phil. Noah.
All right. 10 minutes?
Yes.
Cool.
Noah turns his head to the side, then meets Carrie's eyes.
Well, are you happy?
Carrie opens her mouth to answer, then closes it.
You know what? We're late.
Where are you going? Avery and Ethan's engagement party?
No, actually, that was last night.
No, it's tonight. It's supposed to be... Oh my God, of course. I've got Avery and Ethan together one day earlier this time. So, shit. Oh, goddamn time travel.
What?
You were right. Relationships are about intangible things. They're about moments. The real moments. And who you share them with. And the realest moments that I've had over the past 3 years have been with you. You know, I know you don't understand, but I'm gonna fix this, okay?
I'm sorry. I know.
Carrie shuts the door. Noah returns to Danny's. The photo booth has been replaced.
No. Well, hey, Chad, what's up?
Hey, Noah.
Where's the photo booth?
What photo booth?
That one.
It's right there.
No, the one with, like, the mahogany, the wood,
right.
And the...
Yeah. They got rid of it a while back, man.
What?
Sorry?
No, that can't happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm stuck here. And the girl that I love is dating somewhere else. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Story of my life.
No, it's not the story of your life because you're not a time traveler, Chad.
Chad frowns.
Can I get a drink?
Classic Noah.
Noah drinks in the new booth.
2, 1. Get ready. 3, 2, 1. You're doing great.
Avery appears.
Hey. 3. What are you doing in here?
Obviously, I am taking a personal photo collage of hopelessness.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? We came to see you play. And you didn't show up to our party last night, so we were worried.
Hey, buddy. Yikes. You need a water?
I got you. No, give me...
Thanks, honey.
Ethan heads to the bar, and Avery helps Noah out of the booth.
What are you doing taking photos in a piece of junk like this?
Well, it's the only one they have, so...
Well, your photo booth at home takes way better photos.
What?
Something happened to it? Oh my God, Noah, do you have any idea what I went through to get that thing?
You got me the photo booth?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're friends.
Noah's mouth hangs open.
Oh my God. It makes perfect sense. I need you.
What?
I need you in order to meet Carrie. I was supposed to meet you at the Halloween party, and everything else was supposed to happen after that.
Here, I got you a ginger ale.
Oh, you really are perfect. You guys are perfect together. I gotta go back and I have to do everything exactly how I did it the first time and not change a thing, because everything does happen for a reason, right? Or maybe it doesn't. Or maybe Max is right. Or maybe I'm just a stripper.
What?
What?
I love you guys. I'll see you at the engagement party.
Noah dashes out.
Oh my God.
He knows it was last night, right?
I don't think so. He's very drunk.
Noah returns home and spots a photo booth in his living room.
Oh my God, you look so good in here.
Noah kisses the wood frame, then sits inside. He spies a gold plaque under the camera that reads, "For Noah, Master Photo Boother, Better Friend. Love, Avery and Ethan." He smiles.
One last time.
He inserts coins, closes the curtain, and sits back as the photo bulbs pop. At the Halloween party, Noah shakes his head as he passes Carrie kissing the doctor. He and Avery wait for their photos.
Wow. You really like cooking crisp.
I love her. You should get more. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock or whenever. And don't go to a store right down the street. Go to the one on 3rd.
Wow, that's very specific. Thank you.
Oh my God, it is so nice to have a good guy friend.
It is.
Noah leaves Avery's house.
Hi.
He bumps into Carrie.
Hey.
She ignores him as their paths cross. Flash forward to Avery and Ethan's engagement party.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Noah sips champagne and clinks glasses with a guest as Avery and Ethan greet their loved ones.
Thank you. Hi, oh my God. How are you?
Carrie takes Noah's picture and he gives thumbs up.
Candid. Oh, Noah. Hey, I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a while, huh? I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
You look good.
Oh, thank you. You look good.
Thanks. So, do you believe all that?
Believe what?
All that stuff about them finding each other and falling in love all in one night.
I don't know. I mean, normally I'd call bullshit, but some things are meant to be.
Noah nods.
Yeah.
She reaches for food on the buffet table.
You know, I know you probably have like a photo shoot or something cool tomorrow, but did you want to go get a drink or something?
Oh, you want to ditch?
Yep, I want to just leave and not say goodbye to anyone. Just disappear, vanish. I'm catching a vibe that you also want to do that.
Are we shits for leaving early?
They wave at the happy couple.
Nah. They don't need us anymore. You like jazz?
No. I'm kidding. I am jazz.
Well, then come on. Let's go.
Yeah?
Candid.
No, that's mine. That's my thing.
It kind of seems like it's my thing now. I'm holding the camera.
No. Okay.
Noah and Carrie leave together. A series of photos show them as a happy couple.
Hey, little girl, set my soul on fire. You're the gasoline on my one desire. You make it worth the change.
Title, When We First Met. Credits, directed by Ari Sandel. Written by John Whittington. Produced by Adam Saunders, Mason Novick, Michelle Knudsen, Mary Viola, and Mick G. Executive producers, Adam Devine, Steve Eddy, James Mago, Peter Pastorelli, Steve Bello, Danny Zamost, Bingo Gubelman, Benji Cohn, and Daniela Kahani. Director of photography, David Hennings. Production designer, Gay Buckley. Editor, Jeffrey Wolf. Music by Eric Hatchikin. Costume designer, Megan McLaughlin Lester. Music supervisor, Tracy McKnight. Casting by Aid Velasco. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. Footprint Features, MXN Entertainment. Wonderland Sound and Vision. Starring Adam Devine, Alexandra Daddario, Shelley Hennig, Andrew Batchelor, and Robbie Amell. Unit Production Manager, Peter Pastorelli. First Assistant Director, Paul Udo. Second Assistant Director, Mike DeLavina Jr. Cast, Adam Devine as Noah, Alexandra Daddario as Avery, Shelley Hennig as Carrie, Andrew Batchelor as Max, Robbie Amell as Ethan, Dean West as Phil, Tony Cavallaro as Angus Young, Delfiavo Marsalis as Danny, Chris Wilde as Mr. Corrigan, Darren Kahn as Drunk Hulk, Peter James as Chad, Martin Bradford as Davin, Noreen DeWolf as Margot, Chelsea Bruland as Mary, Adam Hensley as Amos, Tanea Intriago as Rebecca, Kyler Porsche as Trevor, Michael Scott as Garcon, Berta Binwald as Marta, Talbot Lynn as Mr. Chan, Audrey Bishop as Avery's mom, Bill Rainey as Avery's dad. Songs, That Lil Guy, Sexy and I Know It, Watch Me, Touchin' You, City of Two Fives, Shout, Okay I'll Have the Fish, My Place, Chamarai, Bebop Till You Drop, Rakitar Vesti La Guba, Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture, Boogie Boogie Woogie Oogie, Back in Time, Boogie Woogie I May Be Wrong, Bourbon Street Blues, Blues for Booze, Let Yourself Go, Jumpin' at the Woodside, Instrumental, Nocturne for Piano, Outside, Wild Night, If You Only Knew, You're So Dramatic, I Will Follow You. We'll be right back.
Louisiana Vision, Chapman Leonard, Louisiana Film, Harbor Picture Company, SAG-AFTRA. When We First Met, copyright 2017, First Met Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.